continuing the sugi here today, tomorrow, Mi'at Hashem will try to finish to pretty much where Tzaras Erva finishes. So this is a Gemara that's very Yisaidistic in terms of Inyanim that come up later in Yevamis, and also Sugis in Sar Yuchsin, which we'll see. Alright, so we're to Tashma, Tezvavam Beis, Tashma, Shalas of Yeshua. So we're still within the discussion of Asu Beth Shammai Kedivreim. We already proven it from two different places. This is going to be a third, and then the Tav of Tezayin, we're going to have even a fourth place. The Gemara is going to say Shema Mina, that Asu. Some of the examples that we brought had nothing to do with Yevamis, but this does. This goes back to the issue of Saras Erva. Zakti Gemara, Tashma. Shalu es Rabbi Yehoshua. Saras Habas Mahu. They asked Rabbi Yeshua, what's the halacha of Saras Habas? Is she misyabemes or not? Is she muteres la'achin? Amar lehem, machokes b'shamay b'silam. So he says it's a big machokes about it. The question was pressed further, b'halacha k'divrei mi. So who do we paskin like? Does she have yibum by the brother? She said Saras Erva. Amar lehem, Vipneima atem machnisim roshi ben shnei harim gedolim, beishnei machokos gedolos, vim bishame vim bishilo. Misyari ani shema yarutso gilgalti. So Rabbi Yeshua gives you the flavor of the drama here, the high drama of this machokos. It wasn't stam machokos, it was a very intense machokos, and he was pashut afraid to give his opinion. He says, you're trying to force me to stick my head into this major divisive issue. I'm afraid of my life. I'm afraid they're going to crush my skull. So what does he mean? The pshat is that if he'll say that the halacha is that she's asur to achin, she goes to marry out, so then all those cases of the saros, someone's going to soon point out, that were misyabmos according to Beit Shammai, so they're the children of that union are mamzerim. So for me to make such a pronouncement is going to put my life in danger. So that's what the Gemara is going to assume in Medayik. I'll cope on him. He says, I'm afraid to tell you exactly who Lach is like, but I'll tell you this much. When he made Lachem, al shtei mishpachos gedolos here in Yerushalayim, there were two very famous families in Yerushalayim, mishpachas beis tzivuim, ben achmoy, Mishpachas beis kulpayim ben mikoshesh. These are the two famous families. Shehem ben etzaros. These families actually came from cases of the tzaros that married out without chalitza, meaning basically like beis hillel, right? Umehem kohanim gedolim b'shimshu gav mizbeach. And from these families, you had people who were appointed during Bayis Sheni as Kohanim Gedolim and served in Beis HaMikdash. What he's essentially saying is that on the one hand he didn't want to take a stand, but then he's pretty much saying Halacha Kibisila. These were cases of tzaros that remarried and children were Misham Shem Mizbeach, which of course the question begs itself, how does that show anything about Misham Beisila? The machokes, the shtembe still has to do with the tzaros themselves, but the children should be fine regardless. Even for Beis Shammai, the children are not problematic in terms of mamzerus. So what is he saying exactly? So good, so that the children could be serving on Mizbeach. So Gemara is going to come back to that point. That what does it have to do with the question? The question was the tzaros themselves. I'll call upon him. The Gemara now is focusing on the question of asu and lo asu. So this is the rice. So the Gemara says as follows: Iyam bishlama asu. If we assume that Asu B'Shamay K'divreim, B'Shamay was always noeg to be miyaveim the tzaros, they didn't hold back from doing the Yibam, even though B'Shamay argued, but Asu K'divreim, B'Shamay followed their own view. It's Hailu Deka'ama Misyariani. Understand what Yeshua is saying, that I'm afraid to offer an opinion here because potentially, if I would say like B'Shamay, I'm proclaiming that all those Saros or Misyabos, according to Beis Shammai, have children who are mamzerim, and that's a very controversial thing to say. Ela yamrit lo asu. But if you say that the Shami themselves were not doing like they held, I come misyariani. So that's the Gemara's kasha, which Gechor, at the end of the day, this is in fact going to be a right. In other words, this can be added to the list. There's not going to be a response to this. In terms of the etzem, the pshat, and the brisa, Gemara's going to qualify something in terms of what the misyari was. But clearly, the fact that he was misyari from the implications of saying halacha kibesilo explicitly would mean that bishtami was also kidibayim. So in effect, we have a third raya. In terms of the list, we had raya from way back earlier on Yidal and Beis. We had here just before with the case of the Zaysim with Rabbi Yochanan Achorni, and now we have a third raya.
Not that this has nothing to do with being a raya, but how is Rabbi Yeshua's answer? We assumed all along that Bishlo Asu Kedivrayim, so how is he saying that two families in Yerushalayim did according to Bishlo would be a riot that the halacha would be like Bishlo? We assumed all along that Bishlo with Asu Kedivrayim, so how the fact that he's being a
right, riot, so essentially the Gemara is going to want to know Bechal, right, that's good. So the answer is obviously that Beis Shammai would not have allowed for such a thing, right? That's what the Rishonim point out. When they were not allowed such a thing. Now, even though Bishlo could do, but if something was such as so high profile, and Bishlo would say that this is absolutely a problem here, we would not have had such a scenario of having a Kohen Gadol from a family of Bnei Tzaras Nisul Ashuk. That's what he means. That's what the Rishonim point out. In any case, let's just see the Hemshach HaGemar, because what exactly was he saying when he told him B'nai Tzara? Seemingly that was not the issue. And before that, the Gemara has another point here. The Gemara says, so the Gemara basically is a Raya al Asim. But the Gemara says, wait a second, we still have a problem. Because Rabbi Shua Lishitaso should still not be a big deal for him to say that the Tzaros, they don't need Yibam, because what if they had Yibam? So it was a violation of Chayvei Krisus. So would that be Mamzeres? Rabbi Shua himself would, in fact, the Gemara. Let's see inside. Granted, Asu Kedivrayim. So you have a right. So that's why there's a fear. But still, my Misyariani, what is he saying? I'm afraid. Omar Rabbi Yeshua himself holds a Mamzer El Michayvei Mises Bezdin. That's his shita later on in the Mishnah. That what's called a mamzer, so he holds you need Mises Beis Din, which in case of a tzara that had yibam, it's only a nisir of eshesach and tzara, which is again only going to come down to karis, not to Mises Beis Din. In which case, it's not going to be mamzeris anyway. Therefore, what's the fear that he's going to pronounce that all those cases of Beis Shammai tzaros that were asu kedivrayim is going to be what? It's not going to be mamzeris. Says Gemara, no, but it'll still be a problem and it'll still be a fear for him. Why? Nihi nami de mamzer lo havi. For Rabbi Shua himself, it's not mamzer. Pagu mi ahavi. The child of the tzara that was misyabemis, that should not have had yibum. So that union with Chai Bekrisus would not bring mamzeris to Rabbi Shua himself, but it would create a pagam in the child. Pagam with kuhuna. Where would we know that a Chayvei Krisus union would create a pagam l'kohuna? So the Gemara says how I know it. Mikavachom me'almana. Because what happens when a Kohen Gadol marries an almana? So the Torah writes, v'lo yechal el zaro bi'amav. So we say, v'lo yechal el zaro bi'amav, that she becomes psula l'kohen. But what else? V'lo yechal el shnei chilulin. What else happens? The child of that union becomes a chalol as well. So he loses his status of kohen. It's a pegam l'kohuna. So we know the halacha by almana l'kohen gadol that the child is pagam l'kohuna. So we make a kavachomer from that to the case of chayvei krisus. If there's a woman who had a relations with somebody and it was a union of chayvei krisus. So again, even though mamzeris we could say would not exist, Rabbi Shua himself holds it's not going to be mamzeris, but nevertheless, So it's a separate issue, separate from the issue of whether it be mamzer or not. There's a problem of pegam kuhuna. And what the kavuchomer? What's the kavuchomer exactly? Mal mana sheini sura noig bakol. It's not applicable to everybody. It's only applicable to an isa to a kohen gadol to marry an almana. And yet, what do we say? Bina pagum that the din boyichal zaro that the child is a cholol zu she sura shav bakol v'chuli. That means that the isra over here of an eshes ach with a tzara would certainly create a pegam kuhuna. So the mesiari ani. Might not be because of mamzer, but it's because, in effect, should I say Bissil is right, would mean, in effect, that all those cases, the Beis Shammai, the children are now pegumim and chalolim, and that's something they was afraid to do. Okay. So that takes care of that. But now the Gemara still has to flesh out the Braisa. Because what was the question posed, as the Braisa tells us? The question posed was Saras Abbas Mahu. What's the loch of Saras Abbas? And what does he say in the end when he does speak about it, made b'chem, that they have families that watch in b'nei tzaros. So in fact, the Gemara, k'bom b'nei tzaros, the k'pashit lei b'nei tzaros. So what's going on here? How does that solve our problem? How does his point of b'nei tzaros respond to the question? That was never the question. Answered the Gemara, tarti k'bom b'nei. There were really two questions that were asked. Questions were as follows. Tzoros mai. Number one, what's the loch of tzoros? Head on, the machokis b'stam b'silo. We want to know. Give us a hachra here. Tzoros mai. What's the loch of tzoros abbas? Muteris to the brother or usher b'stam b'silo? That was one question. Then it was a follow-up question. The imtim tzolom at tzoros k'b'silo. And if you want to hold that tzoros k'b'silo, that what, that they don't have... She's also to the brother. She can remarry. We go with Basilel. But B'nei Tzoros of Basilel, the Basilel, Lebes Shammai Mahu. The second question was, and what would Beis Shammai say about the B'nei Tzoros of Basilel, that for them they should not have remarried without Chalitza? So what is the status of the children? So even if you tell me Allah can be silo on Tzoros, which was question number one, we want a follow-up question, what would Beis Shammai say about the B'nai Tzoros? And why is it important to know such a thing? And we'll see the study of Shaila in a second. Why is it important to know? I mean, if Allah can be silo, then straightforward. So he tells you, my nafkamina, lemifshat v'lad malzegrushasa, lebeisila. In other words, knowing what Beis Shammai would say about an Isu Yivam L'shuk that was violated by Beis Hillel would be relevant for Beis Hillel too, to know the halacha of Vlad Malzeg Rishasa, which was a Vlad of Chayvei Lavin. Of course, Tosfos' obvious point is, what is Mark to say Malzeg Rishasa? Mark could have said Vlad of Yivam L'shuk for Beis Hillel. In other words, this is not a real Yivam L'shuk problem. There's no Zika. Tzara's partner from Yibam. But Lamaisa, we could have just as well said, what the Gemara has just as well said, what is the halacha by a Vlad of a real Yivam L'shuk? In the Chanami, Tosfos more could have said that too. But the Gemara says, a parallel case, that knowing what Beis Shammai would say about the Yivam L'shuk of Beis Hillel, that for Beis Shammai is considered the Yivam L'shuk, would help us for Beis Hillel too, to know the din of Vlad Malzeg Rishasa. What would be the status of Kuhun? What's the study Hashayla? Miko aminan kal v'chomer. Do we make a kal v'chomer and say the following? Uma almana l'koin gadol she'eni sura shavu b'kol b'na pagum. Almana l'koin gadol is an iser that's not shavu b'kol. It's only for koin gadol. And we know the l'yichalel that there's an iser, there's a pigam to the child kuhuna. Zu she'i sura shavu b'kol. This iser of what? Of Yivam L'shuk. That Beis Shammai looks at the case and says, this is Yivam L'shuk, and who are doing what? Vlad Malzeg Rishasa, where he took back the Grushas and Isar Shavu B'kol. So certainly we should have a Kal V'chomer in a din shiv napagum. That's one half of this. That's one side that we say Kal V'chomer. What's the other side that we don't, that the Vlad is not pogum by this case? Odil Ma'ikal Mifrach. Mal Almana Shi Atzma Mischaleles. That is to say, that Almana has a pircha, this kal v'chomer, because you want to use Almana as a cow, but really Almana has a chumer that he actually mischalel, lo yichalel, that she also becomes psula kuhuna. And that's true only by Almana. That's not true by the case of Yivam Malishuk or by Malzik Rishasa. That's the reason why maybe you wouldn't make a Kavachom. Now remember, in the case of Chayve Krisus, the case of the Sarah that was Misyabemes Gebeis Shammai, that Beis Silas says should not have been Misyabemes. There it's clear that the child, even if it's not a mamza for Rishua, but it's clearly going to be Pagum, there we do make the Kavachom. Why is that? Because as the Gemara says later on, Rashi is going to quote it for us, because there the halacha is that by a union of a chayvei krisus, she becomes mischaleles also. So there's no pircha in the kal v'chomer that mala aman she has after mischaleles. You follow me? Because she becomes a zona. So by a chayvei krisus union, she becomes a zona. She is mischaleles, virtually becoming a zona. So the kal v'chomer holds, and therefore it's clear that there will be a pagam kuna, which is why it was misyariani. That was why I didn't want to lay down a verdict explicitly about the halacha of Tzara Sabbath. But that was one shot. And then the follow-up shot was, and if you tell me the halacha is like Beis Hillel on Tzara Sabbath, so what would Rishtami say about that case of the Avam Lishuk? We want to know, because we're not committed for Beis Hillel as well, by a case of obviously of Avam Lishuk, but what the Gemara says is by the case of Malzik Rishas. What does study Hashayla here? Here, it's a Chai Ve'lavin. Here, Chayve Lavin does not create Zona, only Chayve Krisus does. So therefore, he Atma will not be Mischaleles. So do we still nevertheless make the Kavach Homer from Alman of Kohen God, that's not Shavu Bakol, that the child is Pogum, so therefore here too, the Bna is Pogum? Or do we make a Pircha on the Kavach Homer? And we say what? And we say, no, Alman of Hiyat Mischaleles in here, therefore, where she's not Mischaleles, so therefore you can make Kavach Homer on the children. To which Rabbi Yeshua answers, Va'amaluhu. On that he responded, look, Tsaros, I'm not going to tell you. Question number one, I'm not answering. Tsaros, Misyariani. So I'm not going to tell you who the halach is like on Tsaros. As far as the follow up question, that if the halach is like Basilo, the hypothetical question, which I'm not answering, I'm afraid to tell you that, but the hypothetical question, if halach is Basilo, so what would Beshameh say about that? Let me tell you something. B'nei Tsaros, ani meid lachem. What's the raya? Because again, because Beis Shammai would never have allowed for such a scenario of Kohanim Gedolim coming from a family where the pigum, right, where the Beis Shammai, the pigumim. The answer is that they're not pigumim, they're not pogum. In other words, we have a pircha in the kavachum. We have a pircha in the kavachum. The Ramban points out that a daf earlier, we saw Rav Yochanan ben Nuri made a matter-of-fact statement. He said when he wanted to make this pshara takana, right, that everyone should come to an agreement, we should be mitakin that a tzara sabas should have chalitza. Because he presented the dilemma as follows, is how is this going to play out? Nasik divi b'shamay havlad mamza divi b'silel. Nasik divi b'silel havlad pogam divi b'shamay. So that's cholik on Rabbi Yeshua. He says, Mefurish, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, as part of what he was presenting as the dilemma in front of him, was Havlad Pogam with Beis Shammai. What's the Pagam? So the Pagam is, as Rashi says, that Asher Kavachom Me'alman O'Kohen Gadol. That means that he didn't think there was a Pircha here, Mala Alman Shiyat Mischalelis. He felt that we can make the Kavachom. So I, but Rabbi Yeshua, brought a riot from the fact that there are families that are B'nei Kohanim Gedolim, the Shimshagam Mizbeach, Zok the Ramban, that this Maisa, he didn't know about it. Yeshua didn't know about it. Or he thought that in Chanami it was forced on Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai would have certainly done all they could to prevent it, but since Beis Hillel had the power, therefore they not only did they paskin what they paskin, but they forced the Kohanim Gedolim, even though for Beis Shammai they could have been problematic as far as Kahuna, but nevertheless, that's what happened. So the point is that Rabbi Shua and Yochanan obviously are arguing each other. We saw earlier the Tosfos is another possibility, the Etzem, that possibly the Yochanan ben Nuri is basing himself not on the Kavachomer. The Tosfos suggested another possibility, that he knew that there's a Pekam of Kuhuna from the fact that the Torah needed to tell us the Masi Gushasa and Banat Toevin, so we use that as a diuk that by Kiyotzi Bezos, by Yivam Rishuk, there would be Banat Toevin. But Tos had a problem with that as follows. Let me just speak out of the Tosas before. Tosas brings the Gemara Nida. So what we have in this Gemara, again, this point, there were two shalos of Rabbi Yeshua. He didn't want to directly answer question number one. Question number two, he basically says that the Bamul Hashuk, which Bishame would have a case in the Mushuk here for the Tzaras of Yisilo, would not result in the Pagam HaKu'una because we don't have a Kal V'chomer from Almana. Because by Almana, it's Yaf Mishalelis. Tosus has this Gemara in Nida. The Gemara at the end of Nida says that the question was asked, many questions were asked by Manshe Alexandria of Yeshua Hanani, who was known as a very big Chacham. The Romans used to like to engage in conversations, many Gemaras like this. So they had a whole series of questions. The Gemara makes the list, all different groupings of questions. Nice Gemara. And a couple of the questions had to do with Halacha. One of the questions that Anshe Alexandria, although these are could be Jews, I don't know. There were certainly the Romans had a lot of questions too of him. This Anshe Alexandria, I'm not sure, Mistami the Jews, okay. But they asked him, among other things, the question of Saras Bas HaMishulachas Ma. Ma'il Kohen. Mishulachas means the Mazid Rishasa, Bas Mishulachas, Ma'il Kohen. Miyamina Kavachomer, Ma'aman is Kohen Gadash Ye. Shini Sur Shabakov, not Pogum, Sushi Sur Shabakov, and Dishit and Pogum. Odima Ma'aman is Kohen Gadash Ye, Sim Schalelis. Amalan, he toeva, Vim Banet toeva. They came out with that diuk. The Tosis has a problem earlier, the Lechora. Why do you need the pasuk? If Rabbi Yeshua doesn't know the Kal V'chomer, then why would you think that the children would be problematic? Who needs the drush? And you can't tell me that the drush is needed to tell me Yivam L'Shuk, because in the first in Agamar, Yivam L'Shuk is also not a problem. He says that the Yishim Shugam is Mizbeach, so it doesn't add up. But that's what Tosis question was. The Tosis brings in a new consideration that you need the diuk of the pasuk for, because Tosis brings a tremendous chidush. That there could have been a reason why that you would have a problem the child by Mazigushasa Bidafka because of Tumak Sibla Karais. Now is that beginning to split Yivam Lushuk Mazigushasa off from each other. On the one hand, our Gemara sounds like whatever you'll be posted by Yivam Lushuk that Beis Shammai would say about the Bnei Tzaras of Yisil, Yivam Lushuk would help us be posted Mazigushasa. So Tosis actually shakes things up a little bit. Suddenly it's not so simple. You have a Tumuk Sibla Rais that can make Mazigushasa worse. You have the Miut of Ein Benet Ho'evin that can make Mazigushasa better. The Tosis ends up asking at the end of the Tosis here, so what's Pshat HaGemara? The Gemara seems to draw a straight line from whatever Rabbi Shul answer by Bnei Tzaras of Bishamai, of the Bnei Tzaras of Bishol of Bishamai, will be help us understand Mazigushasa, which is what the Shai was asked of Yeshua, but suddenly we have every reason to start distinguishing in different directions from one to the other. So this is in a Chanami. The Gemara is only asking mitzad this particular angle of whether we make the Kal V'chomer or we have a Pirch in the Kal V'chomer. In a Chanami, there are other issues that could also factor in. That's basically speaking out to Tosis. A lot of Inyanim now to go into. There's a Shver Rambam, just mentioned also before we see the Rashi. It's a very Shver Rambam, just to be aware of it. The Rambam seems to say, what comes out of our Gemara? L'chor Pashtus, what comes out of Gemara? And we obviously have Yochum and Uri is arguing on Rabbi Yeshua in terms of the child. Good. So you have to know what Rabbi Yochum and Uri were thinking, why he would have said the Napogum. That was the Tosis we just mentioned. Pashtus, he holds, there is a Kal V'chomer. Notwithstanding the fact that he adds Mischaleles, and here it's not so. But L'chor, what seems to be clear, though, is that by Yivam L'shuk, he Ashma is not mischalelus. Right? That's the point. That maybe the Kal V'chomer is not valid because of the pircha. That Ma'al Amad she gets mischalelus. But what seems to be clear by Yivam L'shuk? That she does not have a problem. When does she become a zona? That's the case of a Chayvei Krisus union. She becomes a zona. So there, the Kal V'chomer could work to make the Bina Pagu. The Rambam Maisa says in a couple places. Here's one of them in Isuri Bia Perik Yutes. Which one did I give you? I gave you a parakeet test, no? Yes. There's another round earlier. It's So the Rambam says, "Kol habala eva chutz minida lachas mechavi lavin aso sozona." So the coin violates one of the isurim, whatever isur of isuri bia, creates zona. Then chutz habala bia shnia benu bikonach nasis chalala. Lefikach coin shabal skukal yavam. The woman who's a shemeres yavam. So now, from the first union, when he has bia with her, this Abin Bi Rishon, Havlad Kasher, because she's not Isuri Kuhuna, so she becomes a Zona now. But child is not a Chalal yet. But now, after the Kohen made... But now he says, Nasi Zona. Chazal Bola Bi Ashnir, this Abin Bi Yoda, he Chalala. Havlad Chal, Fishu Mi Isuri Kuhuna. So it's a Peli here. The Rambam says... The Rambam says he can have a case of a coin that was ba'al yivam l'shuk, and you can create zona, and then subsequently will become a chala the next time. Choritz against Agamar. How could the Rambam say that? He says that yivam l'shuk, it's not yashm mischalelis. The Gemara says, by Chavi Krisus she becomes a Zona. But Yivam Lishuk not. He Chalala. He Chalala, Vlad HaChalal. It's a Shver Rambam. Anyway. Let's see the Rashi. A couple of the Yukim and Rashi here. Let's see. Where are we? Yerutsu. Yerutsu Galgalti. Kimova Torex Gulgalto, Davi Melech. Russian Ritsu, shattering. Shein Benet Soros, meaning Shinisu Lashoki Besilo. And you should know, Mehan Khan Gedolin. Well, come on, Parach Kabo Benet Soros, the Kapasha Gul Benet Soros, the Phil Bishama Pishit Bishame. So now, if Asuka Devrayim, Hanu de Kamasira, I need the Mashbu Mamzerim, the Liktulele, so that's going to be putting himself in danger of his life to say that the children of Mamzerim are Bishamai, from Bisharas of Bishamai. But after all, Hamra Bishua, Kamarekachole, Stephen Tess, in Mamzer, Michael Mrs. Bazin, Bafil Pshita, the Lachaki Bissel, or Mashbu Mamzerim. So the answer is in the Chanami, even though it's not a mamzer, but it's going to be a what? A pogrom, which is also controversial to say such a thing on Beis Shammai Tzoros, the Bnei Tzoros. Ma'amana, how do you know it's a cholol, it's pogrom? Ma'amana, ma'amana she'koin gadol she'eni su'shav b'kol b'na pogrom u'kuhuna. Dechsev lo yichal zaro, which is that the child is pogrom. Zu she'isu ha'shav ha'b'yisra'elim kibikohanim enodin she'b'na pogrom. So certainly what? Certainly the child will be Pagam Akuna. B'nei Tzoros to be Silel. It's interesting. Rashi says, B'na Pagam. We're talking about the son. It means child, it means son. Pashtasi means the son. The father is a Kohen, and the child is Pagum, Kuhuna. And Zusi, Shisur Shave, is Bina Pagum. Let's see on. Let's continue on. Bnei Tzoros to be Silel. So, what was the follow up question? Bnei Tzoros to be Silel. Dechai Belavinin, Umi Havi Pagum, and Alibi Bis Shamay. My Nafkimina, Meachash Rochik Bis Silel. Lemifshat, Vlad Malzigushasso. Misha Nises, Laacher. She married someone else. Verzira. The Yoda lo bas. So here Rashi talks about the Vlad meaning the bas. So now a person violates the Yisra Lav Malz Gushasso and has a child, a daughter. Osa bas mahi lekonim lebeisilel. So this is a question with everybody. What would be the halacha of the bas of the person who violated Malz Gushasso, whether she can marry a Kohen? what would be the litmus test? How could we answer that question? The answer is, what would Bishamai say about the Bnei Tzoros of Beis Hillel who violated the Divrei Bishamai of the Isser of Yom Rishuk? So, Umi Bishamai b'Bnei Tzoros, Nishmol Beis Hillel b'Bas Malzik Rishosu, Davinami Chai V'Lavin. That's the parallel here, the Chai V'Lavin in both cases. But again, Rashi says, Vlad, meaning the Bas. We'll come back and say, we'll speak it out, we'll chashbin out in a second, right? So now, what's the study of Shaila? He asked from his chaleles. That's the kavul chomer. But the pircha of the kavul chomer is wait. The almana is he asked from his chaleles. She'im meisk. What does that mean? She meisk kohen gadol. Now she's anyway married. But meanwhile, if the kohen gadol dies, psula zulehed. This almana is pasul to regular kohen. Oh, im haysabas kohen. Another thing. If she herself was bas kohen, neselus min atruma. So she becomes pasul from truma as a result of having been violated, quote unquote, by the kohen gadol. The shav yichalala bibiyasu through bia with her, he made her a chalala, so she can't marry kohen subsequently if he dies, and she can't eat truma anymore. The siv lo yichalel zar biamav, the amav hainu ishto. That means she's mischalala. That's how Rashi gets it here. Umashba the shnei mischalim ma'isha ve'azera. So that's why over there we could talk about that both of them are a pogrom, even the child. So now let's understand better. Fill in the details. So she's not mischaleles. Let's understand why. She's not mischaleles. The ili nasi l'kohen, because as far as being able to marry kohen, from mitzvah mishas gerishin, so that's anyway true. That's nothing to do with the fact that he took her back. Once she was a grusha, she became a kohen then. The ili truma de beinasha. And as far as Truma is concerned, she's a Bas Kohen, right? That means from her father's house. Lo Mifsila. She doesn't become Pasul in Truma. Kidar Mina Beperk Amonokah in Gadol. The Ein Nifselis of Bias Chai V'Lavin Elo Bezarat Shomei Kara. How do you know that a woman who had Bia that was a Bias Surah loses her ability to eat truma? So there's really two parshas to consider here in these inyanim. One is if she's a zona, so she's aser, she's aser to have truma. Another possibility is halala. No. Another possibility is the pasuk says uvasko in kisili izar he b'sumas hakadoshim lo yocha. So the simple pshat in the pasuk is if a Bas Kohen marries a Yisrael, so she no longer has the right to eat truma because now she's nigger after her husband. The drash of Chazal is that a Bas Kohen kisil zar, when she marries to a person who's a zar, she's not allowed, supposed to marry, she no longer can eat truma. But the Gemara dashes on that drasha that it's only izar zar atzo meikar. That means that from the very outset she was not allowed to have to be married to him. Masha'enke, in the case of Malzik Rusha, so it's only what happened later on as a result of the fact that he midgarasha. And similarly by Yevam Lishuk, it's not called Zarat Sumikar. So it's Rashi sending us to that Gemara later on. That therefore, that's why you don't say he has from Mischaleles, but based on the Drasha of Bas Kohen Kisili Zar. You follow me, guys? Yeah? Okay. So Rashi explains, before we talked about Chavi Krisus, that if she would be Messiah Bemes, so for Basil she was not allowed to be Messiah Bemes. Yeah, for sure we have a Kavu Chomer, she would be Mischalelis. Why is that? But Leo Gabi Chavi Krisus, Bnei Tzoros, Bnei Shammai, to go Parchina, Malmanish, Koin Gadashki, and that's Mischalelis, Hasanami, Kim Shinivalo, Chavi Krisus, Razona. See, there she became a zona by virtue of the chayv krisus union. Therefore, mitruma de beinasha mifsula kedem imperek amonu kohen gadol. Uli nasi kohenami mifsula kedem masdisin nisyabu b'sila poskim. That's the mission. So, therefore, being a zona makes her pasul truma as well as to marry kohen. This is, by the way, a stira to Rashi in the Mishnah. The Tosfos himself pointed out earlier that this Rashi was chozer from the earlier Rashi. If you go back to Yigum Beis, you see the Tosfos there. Adim Maschal Bisil Poslin, that it says in the Mishnah, what would happen in the Siyavmu? Beisham Machshim Bisil Poslin. So, what did Rashi say on that? Bisil Poslin? She was Nivala La Asila. She was Nivala to Chavi Krisus, because Bisil, she was not allowed to have Yibu. So, Rashi says in the Gemara, He's opposed in the zona yipsula kuna, the tumor de beinasha lo mipsula bilas karas, el bilas cholo, nasinu mamzula vikacham the evet. So Rashi takes a stand here that the psul truma would not result from her union with chayvi krisus. The psul truma would only be nivala lizar, would only be bilas cholo nasinu mamzula vikacham the evet. Zoktos is here in Gimon Beis. The Epsiloma came, because the Gemara says, first, not that way. The Gemara says, because Mechabi Kris is Zona, he can mean Bacholates. The Zona, Subatum, question of Farisham. The Rashi Atmo Chazar Besof Pirka. The Rashi we just read. Rashi Atmo Chazar Besof Pirka, Gabi Malmana, she can't miss Chalelas. The Rashi we just read. Rashi said in the forest here that she would become Pasuf and Chum. Okay. It's good to remember that was a Tosas that pointed out earlier. Now we understand what Tosas is referring to. Okay. But notice, we had a diuk here. In the case of the Vadmach Bishasa, Rashi says Bas. We talked about earlier, Rashi talks about Binah Pagam Kuhuna. Right here, talking about Vlad Bas. Let's finish the Rashi. Tsaras Mesiariani Loma Locha Kitavimi, the Mashvelu Tsaras to Bishame Bnei Chavi Krisus, which again is going to create a problem of Pagam Kuhuna. Bnei Tsaras to Bishilel. Okay. Now let's talk about the diuk and the Rashi. Before we see Tosis, the diuk and the Rashi. So Rashi stresses by Vlad Malzi Grushasa. What does Rashi stress? Bas. What's interesting, when it comes to the question of Yivam Lashuk, what did Rashi stress? Okay, so here you have mi b'nei tsaros to beis hillel dechay ve'lavin mi avi pikumen el b'nei shame b'nei tsaros pashtus means the sons. Even more so, Rashi earlier. And here you could say b'nei tsaros is a generic word. Okay, nu, look earlier by Yochanan ben Nuri. What did Rashi say? Yochanan ben Nuri argues of Yeshua. So he held that there's a problem even by b'nei tsaros. That the Shammai would say about the tzaros of Yisilo, that the children of Pagumim, the lashon of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was what? Havlad Pagum. So what Rashi say? Havlad Pagum, Dima Yekoin Pasul Kuhuna. Rashi talks about the son. Havlad Pagum means the son. So why did Rashi say the son over here? And here Rashi says the Matagushasa the Basil. First, let's go slow. It's not so problematic at first glance. Let's think about it for a second. Watch the case of the son that Rashi gave earlier, the son of the Yavamalashuk. What is his psul? Meaning he's a Kohen. So the father is a Kohen. So she marries out to a Kohen. And then they have a child. The Kohen violated the Avera of Losiach Yitzchus Lizar. So that's what Yochanan ben Nuri says. Vlad, meaning the Kohen is Pagum Kuhn. So that's the case of the Ben that Rashi told about, that he was a Kohen. No. So what do you want to say? What are we asking? So over here, the case of the Vlad Mazgushasa, Rashi says Bas. What should Rashi say? Ben. You see, that makes no sense. The case of Ben that Rashi gave earlier was with Ben Kohen. But you see, if it's a Ben Kohen, you wouldn't need to come on to the question of the fact that he was violating Mazgushasa to make the son Pagum, the Kuhuna. You don't need that. What would do it? The fact that he's a Kohen and he's marrying a Grusha. So it makes it right away the son is a Chala. Follow me?
Why?
Because you don't need the Lav Mazda Grushasa. So, you know, it's the case of Bain that Rashi gave earlier, the Vlad Pagum was a case of the Bain Kohen. So here, the case doesn't make sense to use a bein kohen, because then you don't have the shaila of Lamach Grushaso. It's stamazai. It's going to become a problem of a chala because of the fact that kohen married a grush. So the child is a chala. So there's nothing to talk about in terms of Magzi Grushaso. So Rashi had to say bas. And indeed, the Lashon HaGemara that Rashi may be regarded by is that the Gemara that Tosis quotes in Daf Ayin in Nida Samach Tesan Beis, that the question of asked of Rabbi Yeshua was, the Lashon was Bas HaMishulachas. It's very precise. It's not Dain. It's Bas HaMishulachas. The question by Mazi Grishasa was about the Bas. Because about the Bain Kohen, so you don't need to talk about Mazi Grishasa when Easter making this child of Cholo. You have a Kohen marrying a Grisha. Whose grusha doesn't matter whose grusha, it's a grusha. So chayr at first glance, good, that's not a problem. Rashi says basi, Rashi said bain before. There's still a deal. Chayr, separate from the bain kohen, can we construct a case that we should consider, that we should know, we should want to know whether it's a pigamli kuhuna for Yisrael? Now, what would that mean? In what sense? So at first glance, what do you mean? Yisrael, it's allowed to marry Bas Kohen, even if it's Pagum Akuna. But there's no reason why Bas Kohen can't marry a Chala. Well, who's the rule? You know, we not say Lupsulos. Bas Kohen has no problem marrying Chala. So, Chara like this. But Chara, there is an Afghan meaning. Take a look at the Rashi and Memhe. Rashi and Memhe and Aleph. Here the Gemara is talking about a case of Akum. Akum the Eved. Take a look in the Gemara. Ela Kohuna. Kulya Maroi de Machshvi Modus of Lepogam. So let's assume Akum the Eved doesn't make a mamzer. That's a shaila in its own right. That comes up later in the parak, also at the end of our parak, another amud ahead. But one thing is clear, that Akum, the Eved, Abo Bas Yisrael, even if you don't say Avlad Mamzer, but Avlad is Pogam Kuhuna, and again, what's the source? Mikavachom Me'amana. That always becomes a basic marker to create a Pogam Kuhuna. Ma'amana Koin Gadu Sheni Sur Shavako, but not Pogam, Zushi Sur Shavako, and Dinshav, not Pogam. In fact, the Gemara, take a look, second wide line. Ma'amana kohen gadol she kenias mischaleles. The pircha that we have in our Gemara that would be a reason not to say it by the case of Rama Leshuk and Masa Bishas. So no, hachinami kivshin develop sala. That's the pasuk kisia. We have a drasha that yet Akum ve'eved makes a problem with gabi truma. So therefore she's pasul. Therefore there is a kavul chomer that we can learn out that bina pogam. That's the Gemara on Memhe. Look at Rashi. Rashi says bina pagum. What does it mean bina pagum? Sounds like son, right? Now the father is an akum, father's an eved. So what sense is the son pagum akuna? The son's not a kohen regardless. So Rashi, bina pagum lav dafka dapshita ben aviz gachavim lav kohenu. He's the son of a good. The imishim de lo yisa kohenes. I nafkamina that the son can't marry kohenes. That's not true. Came in the mutar b'Yisraelis, mutam b'kohenes, she'en kiddushah b'nashim, she'en kiddushah b'nashim. The whole yisod of the psul is only going to be in terms of a kohen ben kohen, not for bas kohen. She has right to eat truma, but there's no issa for bas kohen to marry a cholo. The afil k'sheros mutaras l'psulim, k'dakaimon lohuzeru k'sheros m'linasa l'psulim. So why do you say b'na pagum? M'shem b'ita naka, tem teled bas k'sulukun. So it says right there, b'na pagum means b'ita. So everything's good. So now back to us, right? So the case that Rashi had to give earlier by the Vlad of Yom Hashuk of Yochanan ben Nun, Rashi says Bina, because there Rashi talked about a case of Kohen Shaykh, that the Kohen violated the Yom Hashuk. So the son is now Pagum Mekuhuna. But in the case over here, it's not the father's Kohen, it's the father's Yisrael. It's a Goy, whatever. So then the issue is only Bas, and so to Masi Grishasa, so if he was a Kohen, it would be not Nogea Masi Grishasa. So anyway, he makes the problem of the son of Chol because he married Grisha. But the problem is like this. The Ramban, on that case, has an Eitzah. He has a way to understand that it can actually mean B'na Pagu. My Nafkamina. So we'll get from the Rashba. The Rashba quotes the Ramban, but then the Ramban says in Rashi, and the Rashba says Rashi sounds otherwise. Look at the Rashba. The Rashba says like this: the Kuam Aroi, the Machshri Modu Davar Pagu Mekuna. Katsav Ramban Zal. They came to the Gemar Kavuchom Almana Kalmana Mamana Benachol Ba Al Kehenes Yidupsul Kuna Avzekein. The Rashi Sha'amah Ben Akeim Alav Dafka Nakala. Sat the Ramban very pashut. What does it mean? Bina Pagum. It means a son. What do you mean, son? That if the son will be bar al kohenes liris ve'elis, then he'll make the child sulakun. So Yisrael, that has a pagan, if he was bar al kohenes, or whoever he's bar, he'll create a chalolus in the child. If a chalol is bar al bas Yisrael, so the child is tainted lukuhuna. So this is the same thing, that the child is pasul kahuna, that he will have the same status of a cholo, that he could pasul the child of whoever he marries with kahuna. So why can it be son?
It passes it forever?
If a cholo, if a person is a cholo, the kohen is a cholo. Let's say if a kohen marries a grusha, now it's a son. The son's a cholo. That cholo marries a woman, so that child also can marry a kohen. That's the halacha. So now we can talk about Akum Abal Bas Yisrael has a child, Yisrael, the son. The son is pagum in the sense that he will have the din of a cholo, like so to speak. He'll create a problem if he'll marry someone that child can't marry a kohen. So that's what he says. The Ramban says. What do we know by almana? The nachalol. What happens to the child of a kohen gadol who marries an almana? That child has a din of a chalol. So one aspect of being a chalol, if his mother was an almana and his father was a kohen gadol, so this son would now have relations with kohenes levius v'israelis. His daughter can't marry a kohen. Av zekein. So the kal v'chomer now carries over. So just like an Amman or Kohen God that will create a son, that will create a problem on his child if he would marry a woman and have a daughter, that daughter can't marry a Kohen. So too, the child of an Akum Abba Bas Yisrael, so any of his offspring, a daughter, would not marry Kohen either. Says Dr. Rambam. Wait. The Rashi, Sha'aman Akeva Lav Dafka, Ve'en Nir Medivir Rashi, El Behedr Kaparsh, the Yefshe El Ben Akeva, who Ben Nada Kamen Shambita Nakeva. So we have a Machlokes Rashi and Rambani. According to Rashi, the case of Akum Abad Bas Yisrael that we learn on Kavachom Yalmana, the only Pagam Lekuhuna that we can speak about is a Pagam Lekuhuna of the daughter herself, not Mangakon. But it would not affect a son that he would create a problem in his daughter. And the Ramban says, no, he would be like a cholo in the sense that he would create a problem in his daughter that couldn't marry a cholo. And Rashi didn't want to go that far. So we have to know what's the pshat in the machokas. Yeah.
Isn't just that just one aspect of being a cholo? There's other things about being a cholo.
So you're saying a good thing. You're saying a good svar. Truth is, there's different ways to think about this. The etzem like this. I like to think what you're saying. There is a gra that you have to look at. Ibn Ezra Simin Vav, it's a long gra, but the Tochad Varin. He sounds like he's learning Pshat and Rashi, not that you're saying something even more mechudash. That the whole halacha that we're learning out from Almana, b'na pagum, it's only a pagam l'kuhuna. It's not halacha of chalolus at all. It's halacha of pagam l'kuhuna. So therefore, b'cha wouldn't have any shaykhus to this din would have no shaykhus to this din at all of what a chol can do that his child would be tainted l'kuhuna. It's only a chol. Here the halacha is not halalus, it's pagam. Pagam, you can't marry a Kohen. That's all we're talking about. That's what the Goyim seems to say. The Maisa, there's Raya's, at least, you know, even the Lashon of Rashi himself is not Mashma that way. What, quite to this, what did Rashi mean earlier? Rashi says, back on Amri Yochanan ben Uri, Rashi's Lashon, Avrat Pogum, Shmaya Kohen Pasul Kuhuna, the Africa of the Mechai Velavik Shem would call Chalolim Hemlinian Kuhuna. Lashon of Rashi is Chalolim. Rashi's Lashon is Chalolim. According to the Goyim, Rashi couldn't, wouldn't say Chalolim, which is Pagam, Kuhuna. Just like the daughter can't marry a Kohen, the Kohen can't be a Kohen. It's not a Din Cholo. According to the Goyim of Mashal, the Kohen's son of the person who violated Yivam Lashuk, right? The Kohen's son, he also would not create a psul of his daughter a Kohuna, according to the Gra. Because all that we do in learning after Malmana is just Allah pigam kuna zel, not the din of chalolus at all. Lashon of Rashi is chalolim. If, and I think Mitosis is clearly muchach, you'll see in a minute when we're in Mitosis, that we're talking about a kavachomer to create a din of chalol. But nonetheless, I think we can still be machalik between what's going on over here and what the Ramban is saying. That we don't have to accept what the Ramban is saying, but that's Rashi. Namely as follows. La'olam, let's see before, by the case of Yom Lashuk. So if the father's a Kohen, the son's a Cholo. So let's assume if the son's a Cholo, what else would happen? He's no longer Kenduchim, he's no longer Kevchuma, he has no privileges. But furthermore, if he's a Cholo, what else is Allah of Cholo, derivative Allah of Cholo? If he'll marry whoever and have a daughter, the daughter's Pasul Kun. In Lachanami, that's a result of being a Cholo. But that's because first you have to establish you're a Cholo. Then there could be a din. Part of being a Cholo is that you create psul bizarro. But here is something else. An akam abba bas Yisrael, that's good for our question. What makes a cholo? So, he's not a kohen. You can't get a cholo if it didn't start with a kohen. You can't create the din of a chol, of what will happen when a cholo kohen will have offspring if you didn't get to first base. You follow me? You have to first establish that there's a cholos. So that's what Rashi says. So Rashi says all that we're learning out over there is by Akum Babas Yisrael that the daughter is Psula Kuhn. The din of she's Psula Kuhn that you could talk about. But the din that a chala will make his awesome pasul kuhuna, you have to first talk about a chala. So if he was a kohen, you could talk about the kuhuna itself that he has becoming mischalel. Then you could talk about everything that flows from that. So in the case of Yivam Lashuk, Rashi gave a case. He's a kohen, the father's a kohen, and he violated Yivam Lashuk, and as a son, he's a chal kohen, and then whatever comes from that as well. By a case of Mazgusha, so you can't talk about a Kohen because you don't need the issue of Mazgusha so to discuss the child. But then anyway, the Kohen made a Chol of his son when he married a Grusha. So Rashi talks about Bas of Mazgusha. And that's why the Lashon HaGemara neither was Bas of Mishulach. I tell me the case of a son who's a Yisrael. No, but then you couldn't talk about the din that he's going to create a problem in his offspring, because what created din chalolus? The fact that the father, who's Yisrael, marries a grusha that he already was mazal grusha, so cannot create a din chalol in the son of Yisrael. You have to start with a kohen to create a chalol. So to him, Rashi and them, hey, akum abavas Yisrael. So you want to create the din of the din itself that the daughter psul kuna? That's fine, but you can't take this halacha of a cholo that machal his children. You can't get that if you can't skip over first base and create din of cholo. So it could be that's Peshitta Rashi. So I think these are two different paths to think about within Rashi. I mean, the Goyim seems to be saying something more radical than that. The etzim, the whole halach of Maman is only din of pagam, and that's it. That the only time you can have cholo is from Isuri Kuhuna. Could be Rashi is willing to say Bad Machzik Rishasa creates Cholo. Rashi's Lashon is that way. But it's only once you have Cholo that you can talk about the other Halacha, and Rabban apparently disagrees. Rabban learned that you could have learned out Manukah and Gadol, could have learned out a Halacha that the union of a match, let's say, of an Akum, of a Bas Yisrael, whatever it might be, would have the result of that child being able to create a problem kun on his progeny. It's an interesting machlokas. Very interesting machlokas. B'chor t'alom d'sh machlokas, in that halach itself. Yeah. Let's see the Tosfos now. I mean, we're just simply touching base with Rashi Prakim. Obviously, you can imagine, like, these are sugyas later on also, as I noted, like, these are all... Let's see the Tosfos. So again, back to Pshat. At the end of the day, you have to always remember Pshat and the Gemara. So the Shaila that was asked to be sure, there was two Shailas, twofold Kasha. The follow-up Kasha was, good, let's grant Alachal Yisrael, you don't want to tell me, but if you would assume that way, but what would be now, what would be some say about that, the children of a union of a Vamalashuk, as well. We're talking about Yavam L'shuk. So this case is not Yavam L'shuk for Bisil. But what Bishami would say about this would help us understand Bisil in a regular Yavam L'shuk. Why you have to jump to Malzik Rishasso? Yeshua Fisher Pamacheres Shalwell Rabbi Yeshua Bisof Nida. And Shalexandria Bas Mishulach Esmalku and Mia Min and Kabachomet. So therefore, that's why they connected Rabbi Shua after it was the same Rabbi Shua, so they brought in Malzik Rishasso. So now, it's like this. In terms of the Chayvei Krisus case, if the tzar was misyabemes, so we understood that there would be a basis for the Kal v'chomer, and the children would be tainted with kohuna because there is a basis of the Kal v'chomer. Just like the Alman is mischaleles, so too there's a halacha that she's a sarzona, that the Chayvei Krisus is a sarzona. So that's for sure going to create a basis of the Kal v'chomer. However, the Shaila is as follows. By Yavam L'shuk Beis Shammai and Saras Beis Hillel, and who had in the Malzik Rishasu case of Beis Hillel. So on the one hand, we have a Kal v'chomer from Almana, that's Shavu B'kol, or do we say no? Namely, Almana is different, Shkiyat Mischaleles, and therefore that's why the child is pogum. Mashenk in here with where we need Zayar Tzul Meikara, and it's not Zayar Tzul Meikara, so she's not Mischalels. Biyim Tomer. Vektos. He gufa neilof de schal grusha mikal v'chomer d'alman? So Tosfos asks, kol zeachdus l'kal v'chomer. In other words, you want to learn how to kal v'chomer from Almana, so learn out everything. By Almana, she's Mischalels. The child is pogum. So learn out that l'vlad ma'al z'grusha, so... And also the grusha herself would be mischaleles, that she can't marry, she can't marry a kohen anyway. It means it got to be truma. In other words, let's learn out that the mazik grushaso loses her rights to eat truma because of the aver of chayvei gavin that was violated. Learn that out as well, and then also the child is going to have a problem. He gufa neilof the tischal grusha mikal v'chomer d'alman ubekundus pirush. The truma de beinasha lo mifsela. She doesn't lose the right to eat truma from her father's house. Kidamim kam in perek almana. The end of selas b'bias chai v'lavin. El bezar etzal meikara. Who? Lafuki mazik b'shasav yom l'shug d'lav zar etzal meikara. Ah, so what does Rashi respond to that? That she doesn't lose the rights to eat truma because it's not zar etzal meikara, so it doesn't go into the drasha of kisei l'shzar. It's only izar means zar etzal meikara. He was always far. Whereas the case is over here, Yavam L'shuk, he wasn't Zar Meikara, it's only as a result of the fact that she became Yavam, and now she's Asa Tim, and so to Mazik Rishas, so it's not Zar Meikara. The Kasha, Fektosabit, I'm still not happy, because Nehi Demi Chisir Yizar Lomitzina Lomega, Ela Hu Dizar Meikara. I understand that that won't be enough of a basis to pass it off from Truma, because it doesn't fit the qualifications of Zarat Meikara. In other words, that's not a reason why you can't learn out from some other source. Zarat Meikara is not a drasha to tell me that she cannot be disqualified from Truma de Beinasha if it's not Zarat Meikara. It's just that you can't put it into the psul, you can't learn the psul Truma from that pasuk, because that pasuk is speaking about a Zarat Meikara. So good, so I won't get the psul truma from there. But I'll get the psul truma from where? From the kavachom from what? All that should come out of the Kal Vachomer. What are you using as a pircha? To the contrary, that goof should be learned. Uba'acholets nami, and so that's one kasha. The kasha is, so what's the Gemara saying over here by Mazik Rishaso and by Yivam Lishuk, that you can't, that maybe you can't learn a Kal Vachomer on the child because there's a pircha that the Alman is different, that she's mischalalas, and here not. So why not learn that she's also mischalalas? So Tosh is going to ask a variation of the same kasha in a few different places. Similarly, about cholets, that Rashi quoted the Gemara in Acholet. Nami yalef chayvei krisus me'almana. The Gemara says there I could learn out. There I could learn out from almana that what? That chayvei krisus, the child is pagel. Vekram rinan, v'chi tei mamal almana. The Gemara says, what do you mean? But almana is yes, mischaleles. To which the Gemara answers, achi nami kim shebole asa zona. So the answer is she's mischalelis too because of the fact that she becomes a zona. What do you have to come out to that? V'lamali tamda sa zona. He goofed. They'll become a chomer. She's mischalel. Now, again, same basic kasha. Any time the Gemara does use the kal vachomer, it's because the Gemara finds another source. Yes, mischalelis. So he's asking head on. Use the very kal vachomer that what? He has mischalelis for here too. Second kasha. V'od. The dachkinan lekaman perak amana. The Gemara later also later parakim perak amana lemidrash mikra. The Gemara has a drasha from a pasuk. Damoni moavi umitzri ve'adomi. All those psulei kol. Kuan posin v'biyasan. The oak can create a psul in the woman in eating truma if she had relations with them. These are all chayvei esei chayvei lavin. Typically, may I cover chomer? So again, these are all variations of the same kasha. What do you need a new drasha? Again, let's chazer over the kashas. Tosis is asking fundamental question in our sugya, and then variations from two other gemaras. The gemara seems to assume that it's a given that only Baal Mana is hiyatim mischalelis, which is why. That could have been a pircha that I can't run out that the child is a chal, the child is a pogrom from a kabbalah from a mana, even though a mana is a kal and that it's any sort of bakol, but there's a chumra that he has from his chalelis. So that's why, that's the reason why maybe you can't make a kabbalah chumra over here by Yivam Lishuk and Yivam Zagrushaso. And by Chayvei Krisus, the reason why that's better is because by Chayvei Krisus, I happen to know that she's also his chalelis because I saw Zona. And I need a new pasuk by Amoni Moavi Mitzri Vadomi that he posts pasuk Sarv Trum Bibiyaso because of a pasuk. Bektosis, what do you mean? Say the Kal Vachomer from Almana that he had from his Chaleles by Chayvei Lavin, by Chayvei Krisus without the Takas Zona, by Mitzri Vadomi, all from the Kal Vachomer. Zoktosis, importantly, and yet, Nira Lefarish. The Mehai Kal Vachomer. Lo matzino lemelaf shetischal. You cannot learn out of the Kal Vachomer that the woman herself becomes mischaleles from kedushas kahuna from the Kal Vachomer. Why? The ein chilo ella meisure kahuna. Because the status of a chalala of losing kedushas kahuna, meaning not being a truma lamasho, and a psul kohen, whatever the halachas negea. Chilul of the woman, it's only when the Aveira, the Bia, was an Bia's Iser of Isui Kahuna. The Ein Chilul Elam Isui Kahuna, Kidamim Pragasar Yuchsin. What's the Aleph? What? Tosishishan. Okay. Mehai time, the Israel Haba, the Mehai time, the Israel Haba Lachoso, so it's an Iser of Chavi Krisus. Zona mashvila, chalalo mashvila. In other words, you can create it's a zona through isurei chayvei krisus, maybe even chayvei lavin, depending on different shittas, what makes zona. But chalalus, the chilul of the woman, is only through an iser of isurei kahuna. Wait. The afal gab del kamon yalif. The mischaleles would be as geremoni moavi mitzri vedomi kusi chol nasinu mamzer. It says that a woman loses her rights to eat truma if she had relations with what? With a ger, amoni moavi mitzri vedomi kusi chol nasinu mamzer. She loses her right to eat truma. Afagav do have yisakuna. So how can I tell you that it's only yisakuna, the lad, that can do it? Here you see, it's not yisakuna, she also loses her right to truma. Hasan mikradarsh. That's based on tzukim. But mitzad kavachomer, mikavachomer, gakalamela. Dilahachi iser lechalola. Apparently, Tosfos sees it as a drush. It's not a svar bialma that you cannot make chalolos of the woman only from Yisri Kuhn. Apparently, it's not a svara, but the Lahachi Aisele Chalola says, Lo Yechalel Zaro, and it says in Pazak Sebet Chalola, you should talk about Chalola Yikach. Loma, Delo Yafina Bekal Vachome. So, if I have another source to say that, that's another parasha. She can become Sula Lachuma and loses her status based on that parasha. But the Torah says, especially a din of Chalola, and the name Chalola, tell you that Chalola is only based on Kabachome. To learn out from, you know, Alman, it only has to be in Isuri Kohuna. Isa. But Tosis is not finished. Ulinin Bina. But as far as the child, that we want to order Kabachome for the child, Habibai Lamelot Mi Kabachome. That, yes. That we could use, notwithstanding the fact that we're not going to Isuri Kohuna now. But if it's a Kavachomer, it's Isur that Shaveh Bakol, not Kohuna, that we would want to use. What makes a difference? Let's see, Lush HaTos Mimidak B'Lush, what's the difference? Av Psuha Isha Da'ayin Psu Chalolus, Shahaisak Sheira Vinis Chalila Lo Yafina. In this Lush HaTos, it's Mimidak Wal the Lush HaTos. What does Tosus say? In theory, Tosus was bothered by the question that why is a kavachomer valid for the son? Say the same thing. Ein chalalus ela from isur kohuna. So I can't use a kavachomer to learn out to an isur. It's not the isur kohuna. The same way I can't learn out a kavachomer to aser har to pasul har l'tshuma if it's not an isur of isur kohuna, because chalalus is only isur kohuna. So what's the difference in child? Which I get around her because of whatever. I know she's a sazon anyway, whatever. But how can I get the child? I'll kavachomer. After all, it's not Isuri Kohuna. No. So Tosfos says that, yes. But Hapsula Isha, Dahainu Psul Chalolos, Jehoisak Sher Veneschalu Lalo Yafina. What makes a difference? Tosfos Nakuda seems to be, the distinction seems to be that the Psul of Har is a greater threshold. Because she was kasher, and now she becomes nischal. The child, from the second they're born, they're tainted. So Chartos is saying an interesting svar. In terms of creating a psul that meaningfully from birth, there you don't need such a chomer deke iser of isuri kohuna violated. Even a iser of na isuri kohuna could also be enough to stamp the child as a chalal from the second of birth, the instant of birth. Masha'inkein, the psul of chalala of the woman, which is means taking a woman who is kasher and making her a chalala, there you need a higher standard, namely an isa more, an isa kohuna that's violated. That's a Chartos's svaret. One thing I see clearly from Tosfos, totally not like the way I mentioned the Goyim, the Gra. The Gra thought that even the Kavachomer from Almana is not a din of Cholol, it's a din of Pogel. Tosfos from Fush not that way. Tosfos is Mechalek between the Kavachomer with Gabi the Ben, that I could learn out the din Cholol, notwithstanding that it's not Isuri Kuna, and the Kavachomer Gabi, the woman, where she was kasher, now she's nischal. But in terms of the nature of the psul, the ben, sounds like Tosfos is speaking in terms of chalolos, not in terms of the god. The guy in Siman Vav, you know, Evan Ezra, I think it's Tosfos Gimel, seems to say Mitoch Advarim, that the whole halacha that we're learning out is only the god. It's not din chol at all. Tosfos is saying that way. Tosfos is saying that we're talking about a chalolos of the son, but the chalolos of the son is an easier type of thing that we can learn out from the Kavachomer, even though it's not a Isuri Kohuna, because he never was kasher to begin with. That's what the Svatos is saying. Whereas the woman, where she was kasher, nischalga, there I need a standard which is higher, namely Isuri Kohuna. Isuri Kohuna is a certain type of chomer in the law. It's Isuri Kohuna. So the Torah says chalala separately to tell me that the chalala of the woman needs to have Isuri Kohuna. So the Kavachomer couldn't allow us to get to the psul of the woman, mitzad the Kavachomer, unless it's Yisrael Kuhuna. I have another pasuk that can learn out. That's another pasuk. That's the parsha, whatever the parsha of Yisrael are. But in terms of Kal Vachomer, Yisrael Kuhuna, I am willing to use a Kal Vachomer to learn out the sun, the chalos of the sun. That's easier. If the sun becomes a chal even before he became kashim. So there, even a lab that's not a lab of Kuhuna could do that. It's a chor that pshat and tos, it's a parsha pshat and tos. So no, still a couple more hoops to go through. Liam Toma. Still, so legally tell me, you can't use the kabuchon by itself, right? So because so I can't get the din that she's mischalelas from the kabuchomer because it's not a sui kahuna. Liam Toma. Nelef b'mahat sad me'amana v'kusi ve'evet. O me'amana mitzvi ve'domi. So Tosis is like this. If I want to use the kabuchomer alone, I can't use that to learn out to Mazik Rishasa or to Yavam Lashuk that she's Mischaleles because it's not Yisui Kuhuna. But remember, I had another drasha that she's Mischaleles from Truma. If she has Bia from Kusi Eved Mitzvi. So let's use the two in conjunction with each other. And Ma'atzad. Where do we see I can do such a thing? The Pekasar Yuchsin Muchach. The Alfina bin Ma'atzad Me'isa Kuhuna. I can use a madsad that one is Yisukuna, one is not Yisukuna, and together I'll learn out to another case. Who does that? Rabbi Yehuda Yalefasam. The ger poso b'diyaso. A ger can paso the woman from Tuma b'diyaso mecholo u'mitzvi. If a cholo passes her and mitzvah passes her, so the combination and ma'atzad, so ger passes. So what do you see? That if I can use kahuna and something else and together learn out the din that she becomes a cholo. So then, weiter, why can I come back here to mazik rishos ibam leshuk and make a ma'atzad from what? From a mana, he's machal el har, and from the cases of mitzvah, adomi, whatever it is, together, just like a Yehuda does by ger. And for Tosus, Mir Yishlomer, the doctor of Yehuda Israel Haisvara. He allows for Matzah, the Alfin Matzah, the Isakuna. He can use Isakuna and something else and learn out the din of Chalolus for a third case. Avrabban Pligyale, because they are arguing that Halacha, the Leslu, Bas Ger Zachar, Kibas Chal Zachar, I guess the issue is the child. If Yehuda says that the child is Pasul Kuhuna, the child of a union of a Ger, so he holds bas ger zacher kipas cholo zacher, and they hold otherwise. That a bas cholo zacher is pasul kuna, and a bas ger zacher is not. So I there's a matzah to learn from. They don't hold a matzah. So apparently there's an interesting machlokas here. Can I learn out the din of chalolus on the child on the mother, from a matzah of isukuna and something else? Yehuda would say yes, but we don't hold a Yehuda. But what from the Kudus Machlokas? Why is it you said Matzah is good enough? I saw Nachum has an interesting svara. He says Bir Devayim. Bir Devayim. What's the idea that in Chol El Misir Kuhuna? If it's the Etzem Asvara, the Pasuk is telling me that. But what do you see in the Pasuk? The pasuk is not stomach zero sekasu like a chumra. The pasuk is megala something. That isa kuhuna is part of the ingredients of what creates chalolus. It's a siba for the din chalolus. No. If that's true. I think it's not clear from the lesson here, but what I think he's trying to say is the chur like this, and you have to look and see yourself. But is it like a chumra or is it a siba? If it's a chumra bi'alma, so that's always where ma'atzad comes in. That's how I would be ma'atzad. Again, I'm not sure if the lesson is so clear here. You have to check in the lesson here. If it's a chumra bi'alma, like So maybe only this, maybe only Srikuna. So then I have the combination, not that that's a Yehuda holds. But if it's more than just a svar of a chumra biyam, it's like a svar that the Yisachar Golus stems from the fact that it was a Srikuna was violated, that's the Siba for the Chalolus. So in this case, that was the Siba for the Chalolus. So it's true I can have another halach of Chalolus, two parshas of Chalolus. There's a parsha of way Chalol, that went from Almana, another, but you can't combine them. You can't say Ma'atzad. The Etzem, the Chalolus of Almana is dafka because of the fact. It's clear, it's not stamma pure Chabi. Ma'atzad means like this. Again, how I'd be Mazbir. Ma'atzad means, you know, maybe this is the Siba. No, but you see, it's not the Siba. I have another thing. It doesn't have that. It has something else. I have something else. Yeah, but this doesn't have that. So the answer is, it must be something they have in common. But if I'm convinced that the Siba over here is in fact that variable, then Matzah's not going to help me. Matzah is a way of neutralizing a Chumrah, that you want to attribute the Din to that Chumrah, Mehechetes, you have something else, and it doesn't have the Chumrah. So I that has different Chumrah, yeah, but this doesn't have. So Hatzah HaShavashabahen, that means that the goreim for the din is obviously neither this chumrah nor that chumrah. So that's where ma'atzad works. But if there's a the Torah says chalala, and the Torah is clearly indicating in the word chalala that the reason for the din is the fact that there's yisuri kuna violated. That's the din chalalas of the parash of al yichalazar be'am of almana. So you can't combine the ma'atzad either. I think this is his kavana. Again, you have to look inside the lashon. That's what he thinks to say. So it comes at that from Machlokas tonight. How you understand this halacha? Okay, hear this one. Weiter. Avakasha Rabbi Yehuda Ramalan Kra, the Ger Amoni Moavi, the Posim de Viyasa. So, what do we just bring from Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says that we went on a matzad. From what? From Amono Kohen Gadol and Ger and the Ger. Between. From Amono Kohen Gadol and Ger Amoni to Ger, right? But me, well, how do I know Ger Amoni and Moavi? That's from a pasuk. That was what Tosa said earlier. We learned that out from a pasuk. The Kamon Yalut Mischalelus Mibiat Ger Amoni Moavi Mitzvah Edomi. That's because Mikra Darishla Mikavuchom Malekel Amelas. So Tosa says, what do I need according to Yehuda? What do I need a pasuk? By Ger Moni Moavi, the posim biyasa nelef b'matzad omi almana omi chalo kusi ve'eved. The chiparches malchol shekeni sekuna kusi ve'ev yochicha mal kusi ve'eved to lo tase kedushin chol yochiach. In other words, there's a whole grouping you don't need a pasuk for. If a Yehuda is willing to learn out, he does learn matzad. He uses almana as part of a matzad to learn out the ger. So then, what do you need the psukim of Ger Moni? What do you need the psukim of Ger Amoni Moabi, the Amoni Moabi that became a Ger that passes Biyaso, you don't need a pasuk for that passes the woman from Trum Biyaso. I can know that from Matzah the same way I know Ger from Matzah. I'll know from Alman and Cholol, Kusi the Eved. Because you're going to say Chol is a Suri Kuna, Kusi the Yochichu. Kusi the Eved, Lesser Kedushin, Chol Yochich. So either I learn a Matzah of Me Almana, or Mechal Kusubed. So what do you need a pasuk by what? By Ger Moni Moavi. That's Tosas Kash. Yishuomar, Tov Yehuda Savel Krav Yakiva. The Savan Nami, so that means that Bekiva holds Yesh Mamz Mechai Vilavi. The Savan Nami, the Yesh Mamz Mikusi Ve'eved. The Chor goes together. The Gemara says, Behem Shach HaGemara. The Mechitos of Yakiva, the Yesh Mamz Mechai Vilavi, so then he also holds that Akum Ve'eved would be Habar Bas Yisrael, Blood Mamz. So if Yehuda holds like that, he holds Kabir Kabir Yeri Kiva. The Hashta lo Shaychel Melech Mikusi Ve'eved. The word that the child should be a Pasul Kuhuna. Kever the Hasam Nami Havi Mamze. What does Tosis mean? What does Tosis mean to say? That you can't use a Mad Sad of Cholol Kusi Ve'eved. Why? Because what happens by Cholol, it's just Psul Kuhuna. What happens by Kusi the Eved? It's a Psul Mamzer. So what does that have to do? We're talking about the mother, right? What do we want to learn out? We want to pass the mother from Truma. So because the child would be a Mamzer, But let us at least learn out the psul. We're using a pasuk to learn out Amoni Moavi, that the mother loses her right to truma, right? So Tos Kasha was, why do you need that pasuk? I can learn that out from a matzad. Let's say Cholu Nasin Be'evet. So what's over there? So it says I can't do that because the Maisa Bekusei Be'evet, he also could be Akiva, and there's also Mamzer and the child. What do I do with the mother? So if you look at Tosef Rosh adds a few words on this. Tosef Rosh adds This is a psul on the child of what? Of chalalus, and this is a psul of mamzeris. But what does that do with the mother? So Rav Nachum says something very nice here, a small piece of Nachum. He quotes the Gemara in Kiddushin Ayin Hamid Beis. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says that by Akum Be'eved, that if you hold it creates a mamzer, then nifsal b'diyasa mibaya. A bia that has a chumrah of creating mamzeru certainly can create soul in the woman for truma, whatever, for kahuna b'diyasa. That's the lashon of Gemara Ayin Hamid Beis in Perkasa Yuchsin. That means that a bia that makes mamzeru certainly passes the isha. So that's the point of what Tosfos means to say. Therefore, you can't learn out from Kusi Ve'eved, because the Kusi Ve'eved, the fact that she can become mischaleles, is because a bia makes mamzerus. That's why it passes the isha too. It's mefurish in the Gemara that a bia that makes mamzerus can certainly pass on the woman. So Tosfos is going to say that it has to do with the psul truma as well, not just psul kahuna. The Gemara could be talking about psul kahuna, but she can't marry Kohen. Tosfos sees that psul truma as well. That's what you see. That therefore you can't use the matzad because im psul and shaveh, as Tosef Rosh says, not im psul and shaveh, because the psul of the woman is a function of the fact that the bia makes mamzerus. So you can't use that as part of the matzad together with the chol. Okay, be ikur to be aware of the different issues that we brought up in terms, again, back to pshat the gemara, the issues of the child of matzah gushaso and yivam leshuk, the various yukim made in the Rashi, bein bas. Right, Rashi before talked about Bain Cohen. Here Rashi talked about Bas. We had different ideas here in terms of Rashi and the Ramban later that we mentioned on Rashi Memhei, that Chorid has a new idea of Cholo, even if you're not really a Cholo, mitzad kohuna, but that could also create the din of Cholo. Rashi doesn't accept that. And then we have the Tosfos over here, and the question of how come you can't learn out the Hiyatzim is Chalolos from the Kavach Omer. The basic sort of Tosfos is that Chalolos has to come from Nisur Kohuna. There could be a separate parashat chalos that we're not with the psukim of each zar, but you can't necessarily use a matzad together. Rabbi Yehuda does, and we hold you can't, and Rabbi Yehuda can't use a matzad for the kusi the eved because of the fact that im psul and shaveh, because kusi the eved, he also can be a kiva that creates mamzeris. Okay, just be aware. The next tosis is a monster tosis. It sounds like it's a small tosis. It's a very hard tosis. So spend time on that. The top toast in Tazayin, it will be in a day a little bit to think about toast Daf Yud, Eishes Ish, and the Isser Erev of Eishes Ish, Ugabe Patrim from Yibum. Toast is discussed in Daf Yud in terms of Tzara, but Uchari even in terms of the Erev itself. Here it's the issue of Eishes, of an Erev L'Achamisa, that makes our case different. So then that toast should be very important. And then we'll read on the Gemara just to get to the end of the Indian of Tzara's Abbas. Okay, good day.